here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You're never going to guess who was on Fox News Channel last night. A good friend of ours, you've heard him on the show many times, Randy Sutton. He is a 30-year veteran of the police force here in Las Vegas with Metro. Randy Sutton, former Metro lieutenant, was on with Shannon Bream talking about a cop-involved shooting in New York City. Let's go to Cut 5 real quick. Randy Sutton last night on Fox News Channel. Here he is.
Rameek Smith was a father and son. His tragic and untimely killing is devastating. If anything, his case underscores the need for early intervention, access to services, and community-based support. They basically go on to say he was struggling with a number of things, and the system failed him. How do you respond?
Oh, the system did fail. The system failed for not having him in prison where he belonged. And to blame all the other sociological influences of this is just more of the same nonsense we keep on hearing from these the people who simply don't want accountability for crime. And this is why we are seeing more and more violent crime in New York, because there just are no consequences. And I'm sorry, but I keep on waiting for the mayor to stop talking about it and start doing something about it.
Well, let me play you what he said about guns and maybe tougher gun laws and what's going on in New York. He said this Wednesday.
There is no fear for people carrying guns. I've never seen anything like this in my life. In all my years of policing and all my years of advocacy, and if you were to speak with senior law enforcement officers across this country, they would tell you we've never experienced the level of total disregard and fearlessness of carrying a gun and using a gun.
So, Randy, what causes that, and how do we change it?
Oh, he's 100% correct. But this was the influence of the previous mayor, de Blasio, whose soft on crime policies included low bail, no bail. Same thing with the previous governor, Cuomo. He's the one that, along with de Blasio, put all these policies into place. And then you have the toughest, some of the toughest laws on the books about carrying a gun in New York, but it doesn't mean anything if they are not prosecuted. And even if they are prosecuted, you have judges who aren't sentencing them to the sentences they're supposed to get. So the criminals know this. This is a game to them. They are very savvy about what they can get away with. They are absolutely unencumbered by any consequences for the crimes that they do. So, of course, they're going to continue to do it.
There you have it, Randy Sutton, our own former Metro lieutenant, on with Shannon Bream last night on Fox News Channel. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with a candidate for the Clark County Commission, Mike Campion, who is a candidate in District F, as in Frank, will join us. Hope you'll stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Center. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now, it's going to be quite a weekend. Yeah, downtown near the Spaghetti Bowl. Remember, Sunday morning at 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. Monday, the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Charleston is going to be closed altogether to accommodate milling and paving work. So all day Sunday into the morning drive on Monday. Also, U.S. 95 southbound between Martin Luther King and Las Vegas Boulevards is going to be closed again through that same timeline, 2 a.m. Sunday until 5 a.m. Monday. That is so they can do some paving and striping work, and they need that time to complete that project.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NFL announcing the schedule for the Raiders. They will begin the season on the road against the Chargers on September 11th. Their first home game will be in Week 2 at home against Arizona. As far as primetime action for the Raiders, Week 5, they'll play the Monday Nighter when they travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. They are also going to play in prime time against the Rams on the road on Thursday Night Football, week number 14. That will be on December 8th. They'll play the next week against New England on Sunday Night Football. And then the next week on Christmas Eve, they'll play a night game going to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick.
Left to the left, to the right, to the right.
Now hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel.
Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Macy's one-day sale starts tomorrow with great deals of the day, like 50 to 60% off versatile suits and blazers for him, and 55% off Charter Club damask sheets and bedding. Plus, find the perfect accessory with 40 to 50% off designer handbags and wallets. And get even more great deals like these on the Macy's app. Download it for free today. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as Governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for Governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
The same great show with the same great host. Just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, every member of the Clark County Commission, everybody's a Democrat. There is no Republican representation on the Clark County Commission. Is one-party rule good for Clark County? I don't think it is. That's why Mike Campion is joining us. He's a candidate for Clark County Commission District F, as in Frank, and he joins us. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Mr. Wall. I love the song coming in. AC/DC, you can't beat that.
Yeah, you gotta love that, Mike. By the way, it's Kevin. Just for the record, this Mr. Wall thing makes me feel about 90. Sorry, but it does. Let me just ask you though. Whenever somebody jumps into the arena and runs for office, I always wonder why. What is the motivating factor? What is it that got you into this race, and why are you running?
Well, several reasons. I'm married. I have 5 daughters, 2 grandkids here in District F. I've lived in District F for the past 10 years. I run a local credit union. I'm the state director for a credit union. And we ran into so many issues when the pandemic shut down with the small business, the disruption, and everything was happening to individuals. But I was reaching out to the Clark County Commission, our commissioner in District F, with no response when I was asking, you know, for guidance and help, and really just, the credit unions and the banks weren't given the status of essential business, so we couldn't get the PPE that was needed for us to be able to transact business and stay open. And so it was falling on deaf ears at the commission level and local government level. But having my kids, I'm looking out for the future. I know you probably hear that all the time, but literally, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen with the schools, with our housing, with our future business. For as my girls are going through finishing high school and into UNLV, I'm really concerned what's going to happen 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I don't see anyone making any plans of what's going to happen. Just a lot of, this isn't my job. Oh, that's not my district. That's not my role. And we need someone that's going to hold, get some accountability and have a plan of how we're going to take on this growth that's coming, whether we like it or not, and have a place for my kids to live.
Again, Mike Campion joining us, a candidate for Clark County Commission District F. How did the county government respond? Did they do it adequately? Did they do a good job, a bad job? And I'm talking about during the pandemic when everything was just a little bit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, overall rating, I would give it a D minus. I mean, I think at first, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know, and I think the health measures were warranted at the outbreak. But we soon realized that, the 3% estimate of fatality rates, that was not correct. And you were seeing that they were saying the hospitals were inundated, but you also were getting reports that they weren't. So I think they kept the lock on. They squeezed it way too long. They way too much overreach. They made it more difficult for businesses. Again, I was a business that we were trying to maintain and keep our branches open and keep our employees safe. And it was more hardship that they were giving us. It was making it very hard for us to operate. And I can only imagine what was happening to the smaller businesses when they couldn't get any support from anyone.
Well, with the rampant inflation, we now have seen interest rate hikes from the Fed. Concurrently, estate prices are surging in the county. Tell me how we can maintain home ownership and make it a reasonable goal for Clark County residents. I mean, it's almost unreachable right now because the prices are just out of whack.
Yeah. the estimates, I was in an economic meeting yesterday, and they're talking about the continued growth that's going to come in, that they're expecting 40,000, 50,000 more people moving in from out of state each year for the next several years. But there's no housing. And so as long as you have limited, it's simple math, it's simple business. if you have limited inventory, the prices are going to be higher, and that's what you're seeing. And everyone keeps saying there's going to be this correction. There may be. And I'm telling you right now, you're seeing the rates are going to continue to go up. The estimates are mortgage rates are going to hit probably close to 7% in the next year. So you're making it even more difficult for someone that can qualify today for a home. The minute that rate gets to 7%, they no longer qualify based on debt to income. I mean, it's just the payment is higher. They don't qualify. So you got to have more inventory, and you got to open up. You can't have this, no, we're not going to develop. We want to maintain our land. We, you know, environmental. That's all that is important. But if you have someone on the commission that is making it very clear they're not interested in developing, they're not interested in doing anything else, you're never going to have the opportunity to have the land to be able to build homes on. You got to have more homes, and you got to get away from the word affordable. You got to get into starter homes where young families out of college that are working hard, good hardworking people, need to be able to afford a home that could be a starter home. But you're running out of room here. And all they're wanting to approve is senior living or high-density living. And we're all on top of each other. We have to be able to start looking and get with BLM to open up some land so we can develop some homes and bring in some good business.
You mentioned the fact that 40, 45,000 new people are going to be moving to our area in the next few years. Do we have enough water? I mean, Lake Mead, it looks just awful right now.
Yeah, and I've been able to reach out to a couple of the experts at the Water Authority. And, you know, it's not a dead end. I mean, that's where, so, you know, you hear the stories. And, again, you could say it's a narrative. Not never, it's true. I mean, it's absolutely an issue. But it can be addressed. And Southern Nevada does an incredible job with we're an industry leader in the United States, if not the world, with our reclamation. So we need to let smart people do smart people things and solve these things outside the box. So there, you know, but also what people also don't talk about is Lake Mead also feeds to California, it feeds to Arizona, New Mexico, down Mexico. You see Arizona continuing to grow. So it's we got to hold these other states accountable, but there is solutions. We just got to let the smart people do the smart things and let us it's solvable. And there's all kinds of ideas out there, people talking about where they can get water from other sources. There's some interesting investments that the Water Authority for Nevada is going in and going into California to try to teach them some of the reclamation things that we do here to get them to do it so they stop recycling their water and then pushing it out into the Pacific. And then maybe we can use some of that water that's assigned to California to keep it here. But those are 10 years down the road. We need someone in there now that's going to start offering some solutions and some plans that can get some of these things fixed sooner.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you in favor of the recruitment of major Fortune 500 companies to relocate here in the Las Vegas Valley?
100%. Yes. You want me to talk more about it?
Yeah.
So you have opportunity. And again, sometimes it's not a very popular topic because people like to, you know, hey, I this is where I live and I like my space. But you have places like Gene and Sloan where there's already plans to bring in industry, new industry, transportation, distribution, that new airport they want to put down there. That's been on the books for almost 20 years. But we can go back to this. My concern is the education system. And if we don't have an educated workforce, these companies are not going to want to come in and invest. If we can get them to come in and invest, it's going to be very high-paying jobs. But we got to get the schools to where they need to be. But I'm all in favor of this because it's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring new industry. And we also have an opportunity for the lithium. I don't know if you've talked about that at all, but the lithium mining. I was at a meeting yesterday about that. That's a great opportunity with some nice paying jobs. But we got to be open to these ideas. We can't just be shut off from one side or the other. We got to be able to work together on it. But there is great opportunity we're sitting on. We just got to have the right leadership that's going to do it smart.
You mentioned education, and we spend a lot of time on education on this program because I believe that our future, as I think you believe as well, is tied to our education system. We have the fifth largest school district in the country. Should it be broken up into smaller entities?
Absolutely, and I'm totally on board with that. You know, what I someone asked me the other day, and I compared it. I said Houston Independent School District, which is a city school district, it's not a county, has 190,000 students. They have 9 trustees. Clark County School District has 310,000 students with 7 trustees, and it's a failing business model. And if it was any other kind of business, we would have shut it down already. and it'd be bankrupt. So I see it, and that's the difference between me and the other candidates. I have five daughters. I had two already graduated from CCSD. I have two others in high school at CCSD. I see the great teachers are leaving. They can't put up with it anymore. The administration doesn't know what they're doing. They have no respect from the kids. So we're all, you're hearing that all the time. I'm telling you, I see it. I get home and I see what a lack of a good teacher does for my kid that we're having. My wife, my wonderful wife, gets in there and she helps them with the studies. If I have to help them, I jump on YouTube and I'm pulling up geometry. I'm telling you, it's a major, major issue, and I see it every day. We absolutely have to split it up to make it more manageable because it's a failing business. You got to get rid of the superintendent now. You need to go ahead and pay. And that's something I was asking a trustee candidate the other day. Is it worth $3? Because they were saying, oh, if we get rid of him, we got to pay out his contract. Is it worth $3 a student to pay him 2 years of contract and get rid of him, cut the head off the snake, and let's fix the problem? So, yes, absolutely. I would totally support it. Whether it's in my wheelhouse or not, I'll make it in my wheelhouse. We have got to split that up.
Again, Mike Campion joining us. He's a candidate for Clark County Commission, District F, as in Frank. And I want to ask you about public safety. When I talk to people and you say, hey, what are the things that are important to you? One of the things that I hear more and more from folks, just plain folks, voters, non-voters, is public safety. Can you talk a little bit about the state of public safety in Clark County right now, today?
Well, I mean, everyone on here has probably talked about the figures and the increase in crime, the increase in auto theft. Going back to school, and I was just talking to someone today. It's an organization, Dads in Schools, and we're trying to get some support for the schools where we have some dads that really want to get in there and kind of be a resource to help to kind of be a presence and to really kind of keep the schools a little safer. But the crime increase is bleeding out from the school. So the lack of respect, the lack of accountability, and the lack of kids just doing the right thing, that doesn't just stay at the school after 3 o'clock when they have the fights. It goes into the streets and it spills in. That's where you're seeing the increase in crime. So excuse my voice. I want to say I heard the average age of a carjacker is like 14 or 15 years old. So, I mean, we have a serious problem, and it starts in the schools. Now, I think law enforcement, doesn't have the support it needs, and that's something that I really want to focus on. If you go to votecampion.com, my website, votecampion.com, you'll see where I'm talking about public safety. There's a lack of confidence right now with the community as I'm talking to people and the response time from the police. And I really want to bring up and educate people on when to call 911, when to call 311, when to call Clark County Park Police. You're seeing people complaining that it's taken 45 minutes to get through 311, but there's reasons for it. And so I think the community really needs to look into their command centers for Metro in each of their areas. Command centers does a first Tuesday. It's called First Tuesday. Every first Tuesday of the month, you can go in, the community can go in there, they open the substation, go in there, talk to them, and get the resources. Learn what the process is to call on some of these emergencies. And I think that will help get a quicker response time to some of this crime that's happening, because the people are waiting on hold way too long.
I know that we've got elections coming up, primary elections in June and then the big general election in November. Can you talk a little bit about what your campaign needs at this late date? We're coming down to the sprint to the finish, so to speak. Can you talk about what your campaign needs?
So main thing I'm telling everyone is, I need the Republican vote in the primary on June 14th. Early voting starts on the 28th. But I really encourage everyone, and you may have been hearing this, but please, everyone go out and check your voter registration. Make sure that you are still registered Republican. We're seeing people that have gone to the DMV, and again, you probably talked about it, that they may have made a change, and then it messed up with their registration. So please make sure you're registered for that. Do your research. I'll tell you real quick. I've been in banking for almost 30 years. I've managed branches. I've done training. I've hired. I've fired. I've created projects. We just did a big project where we changed the way people can even bank virtually because of the pandemic.
Wow.
So I've done all that. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. People can do it from their phone now. You can do a loan face-to-face with someone on the phone. I did that project for California and Nevada. So
Hey, Mike. Unfortunately, yeah. We're running real short on time. I want to thank you for joining us, and good luck in your campaign. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Take care.
There you go. Mike Campion, candidate for Clark County Commission District F. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor by the Nevada GOP. I have concrete plans to take back this great state, starting on day one, beginning with our schools. The Nevada GOP also endorsed me because they know I'm the only candidate who will give Sisolak the beating he deserves in the general election. But first, I need you to vote for me, Joey Gilbert, in the primary. Get in the fight today. Contribute what you can at GilbertForGovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about